the typical machlokas, two different lines of reasoning, two different ways of looking at a topic, and two different conclusions. Every once in a while, everything is turned on its head, and you'll have a conclusion which everyone agrees to, and the question is merely how you get there. And here, this week's Seder, we have one such machlokas between two Rishonim. They both agree to the bottom line, and the question is, does it come from this week's parasha or does it come from next week's parasha? The Torah speaks in this week's parasha, the first presentation on Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. The Torah speaks about in the context of the man, the Jews receive man, they receive food from Shemayim every morning, with the exception of Shabbos. Friday morning they're going to get a double portion that's going to cover them for both Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. The Torah goes on to speak about preparing, the preparation, the hachana that the Jews would do to make sure their food was ready for Shabbos. And from the triple language that the Torah uses in describing the eating over the course of Shabbos, so Chazal derived in the 16th parak of Masechah Shabbos that a Jew needs to eat three seudos over the course of Shabbos. Rabbi Tam wonders, how about that only for men, or is that for women also? After all, we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Kiddushin that tells us that typically, a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama nashim patur. So they have a positive time-bound mitzvah, like eating shal shudas. So offhand, you would think that that would fall in the same category as sukkah, as lulav, as shofar, that it should be optional but not obligatory for women. So the Ran, in the 16th parak of Shabbos, in the context of the sugis of Suda Shabbos, the Ran says, well, Rabbeinu Tam, in the 1100s, he said that women are chayavos just as men. It's the same as Ner Chanukah, as Mikra Megillah. It's the same as Haseba and Dalakosos. Afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. Like all those mitzvahs, women were as much a part of the story of Chanukah as men. They were subject to the same danger as men in the story of Chanukah, in the story of Purim, the time you see as Mitzrayim. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why all of those mitzvahs apply equally to men and women. Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing here. Both men and women were in danger of starvation in the Midbar. Both men and women were saved by the daily nace of the man. So both men and women are equally obligated in the mitzvah that derives from that, the mitzvah of three suddos of the course of Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam says women are chayavos in shal shudas, and the source is Parshas Bashalach. And the Ran says to Rabbeinu Tam, I agree with you, but why are you being so complicated? What do you have to tell me? Afein hoyba osaneis, and dragging the story of the man. He says it's simple. Don't look, says the Ran, at this week's Sedra. Look at next week's Sedra. In Parshas Yisro, you have the tzivui to keep Shabbos in the context of the Seres Adibus. The Torah here says in Parshas Yisro, Zachar Sema Shabbos Lekacho, when the Torah reiterates the Seres Adibus in Vaschan, one of the most striking differences is there is not Zachar, but Shamar. The focus not on the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush, the mitzvah lo saseh of avoiding Malacha. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas that women are chayavos in Kiddush, the same way men are, because Zachar and Shamar go together. Whoever is obligated to avoid malacha, Shamar is obligated to stay Kiddush, Zachar. So the Ran says, same thing here. Zachar v'shamar v'dibra echanemru. So that if you women are obligated to avoid malacha, women are obligated to keep all the mitzvahs, Kiddush, Shal Shudas, the whole package. It sounds like what the Ran is saying is that Zachar v'shamar v'dibra echanemru, that notion, women are chayav in Kiddush because Zachar and Shamar go together, it's not about Kiddush in particular. The idea is that Shabbos is a package deal. Kedushas Yom of Shabbos is a single whole entity. There's no such thing as half Shabbos, not in the colloquial sense, that's also true. But in the halachic sense, either you're in Shabbos or you're not in Shabbos. That's why the Ran seems to understand that's the idea of Zachar and Shabbos going hand in hand. It can't be that one's obligated to keep part of Shabbos. If women and men are equally obligated in avoiding malacha, if women and men are equally obligated in saying Kiddush, they're also equally obligated in all of Shabbos, including Shal Shudas, which seems very reasonable. Why does Rabbi Tam disagree? So it could be Rabbi Tam is giving us an insight. This is what Rabbi Schechter quotes sometimes from the Rav, that it could be that Rabbi Tam is giving us an insight into the power of Kiddush. It could be that Rabbi Tam's point is that it's not about Shabbos as a whole. There's a unique connection between Kiddush specifically as a mitzvah and the avoidance of malacha. And that may lie in a concept that the Rambam discusses near the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the notion of a shvisa hanikaras. It's not enough that over the course of Shabbos we happen to avoid malacha. Rambam says that there's a need to make sure that it's clear to us and clear to those watching us that we're keeping Shabbos in a mindful way. We're avoiding Shabbos, we're avoiding Malach over the course of those 25 hours because it's Shabbos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make this time period different. That's how the Rambam understands the notion of Muktzah, and the Rav suggested that's how Rabbi Natan understood the notion of Kiddush. It's not just another mitzvah, but the chance to, we're about to enter, or we've just entered the period of Shabbos, we're not just going to go through it mindlessly. Let's focus for a moment before we start our first Siddur, before, and just as we begin these hours of Isra Malacha, let's talk about what we're about to do. Let's remind ourselves verbally, over a cup of wine, that we're, the next day, night and day are going to be different. Zeich l'maaseh gracious, zeich yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature? Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs history and runs human affairs? And to make sure that Shabbos is a profoundly mindful event. I'll close with one additional bit of food for thought. And that is that, we said before, in the time of the Ran, they agreed to the din. They both agree with men and women are equally obligated to eat all three sudos of the course of Shabbos. But the question is, does it come from the story of the man in Parshas Bereishis? Does it come from the mitzvahs of Shabbos and the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro? So that gets us thinking about something else as well, which is that the first time the Torah presents Shabbos, it's not in the context of do's and don'ts. That comes in Parshas Yisro. And that'll come again in Parshas Vayakhel. But the first presentation of Shabbos to the Jewish people is just a reality. The month starts to fall, they're living this new miraculous normal that food comes down directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they discover that but Shabbos works differently. Friday they're going to get double food, and this new normal nature that they have, that food falls from the sky, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one serving per day, Shabbos they get a double package, Friday they get a double package, and Shabbos not at all. The first encounter with Shabbos is just, it's a reality. That's the way the world works. Shabbos is a reality before it's even a tivoy. Another point the Torah is making that's worth us pondering as Shabbos approaches. Kaddish.